Protector Pooks, the nano occupation of the Crown Virus 2020. The fairy folk of Guernsey had been recovering from a sickness and had just started to go out and about when all the humans started falling ill. Petit Joan and Petit Jean were quite concerned about the Robiliard children that they often had adventures with, so they decided to visit them to check that they were okay. Now, fairy sickness does not affect humans, so it was safe for them to go and help out. They took with them some very special alcohol gel that Grande Mabel and Grand Colin had made for the fairy folk to rub on their hands when they were ill and then when they had the virus. It was a very strong gel. Frack, seaweed, had been gathered from the seashore and potatoes had been fermented to make the alcohol to go into the gel. The boiled seaweed was very pongy, but the fairy folk couldn't work out how to get rid of the smell and had put up with it during their isolation. All the humans were in lockdown. They had to stay in their houses and were only allowed out to do some essential shopping and to get some exercise. The sickness was spreading through all the population, and it made the old people and those who were already sick have problems with their breathing, and sadly some of them had died. By staying in their houses, the sickness would not be able to spread as much through the human population. The two Pooks each changed into a petit mal, seagull, and flew to Sammy and Jacob's house. The two birds perched on the window of Sammy's room and tapped with their beaks. Sammy saw them and came across to open the window. Unfortunately, Petit Jean Mal did not move out the way in time, and when Sammy flung the window open, he fell off into a prickly bush below. Both Sammy and Petit Jean laughed. A very annoyed Petit Jean flew back up and squawked every time he picked a prickle out of himself. The Pooks asked Sammy how the family was. She told them they were not allowed to go to school, so they were doing projects at home. "What is your project about, then?" asked the Pooks. Sammy smiled. "Wait there," she said. "I'll go and get it." She brought back a big scrapbook, and the two Pooks peered inside. They'd changed back into their normal Pook appearance now and were sitting on the window seat. "Hey, that's me!" cried Petit Joan when she saw the drawing. "Oh, am I in there, too?" asked Petit Jean. "Yes, look," said Sammy. Petit Jean was very annoyed when he saw the picture. "That's not fair," he said grumpily. "Petit Jean has a really nice portrait of her, and I get a picture with a bare bum." Petit Jean laughed at her brother. Sammy had written all about their holiday in Alderney when the naughty Pooks had destroyed the sea wall. Petit Jean had been found sleeping on the railway line as a rock with his trousers hanging on a nearby tree. "Oh, don't get into a grump," said Sammy. "Look, here is a nice picture that Jacob drew of you." Petit Jean looked at the picture and smiled. The Pooks then asked about other members of the family. "Is everyone else all right? What about your parents, grandparents and great-grandma Betty?" "The old people all have to shield themselves," said Jacob, who had now joined Sammy. "Oh, what's that?" asked Petit Jean. "They're not allowed out of their homes. My mum is doing all their shopping for them and then leaving it at the door. We talk to them using the video over the computer." Petit Jean presented the children with the fairy folk frack gel. "Wow," said Sammy, "you can't buy alcohol gel anywhere now." She opened the lid and squeezed some out. "Ugh, what a horrible smell. It reeks." "It's good stuff," said Petit Jean. "It's Grand Pook Mabel's recipe. She and Grand Colin made loads of it. We can bring some more if you like." The children wrinkled up their noses. It smelt like rotting fish. And they shook their heads and politely said no. The Pook Mal headed off. It was very strange to see Guernsey so deserted. The shops were closed on the high street, and even though it was a beautiful warm day and the tide was out, no one was on the beaches. The Mal were a bit disappointed that there was no one to poop on. "Oh, look, an empty bus travelling along the seafront." Petit Jean was quite excited. "Come on, let's use the bus as target practice." The two Pook Mal took it in turns to annoy the bus driver and fire poop at the windscreen. The annoyed bus driver stopped the empty bus, waved his hands and shouted at the birds. They both laughed and flew off. The bus driver washed his windscreen and thought to himself that this was the most excitement he'd had all day. No humans were using the buses in the lockdown except those who worked at the hospitals to make people better and key worker humans who needed to make sure that there was electricity for homes and food in the shops. The bus driver felt like a ghost driver, driving round the island with no people on board and no traffic on the roads. The Pooks looked at each other as they flew over the empty island and wondered how they could help. They remembered what Sammy had said about the shortage of alcohol gel and decided to go and get their leftover supplies to give to the humans. As they were flying across the island with the gel, Petit Jean spotted a factory. "Look," he pointed, "that says Guernsey Seaweed Company. Perhaps we can leave it there. They'll know what to do with it." The two Pooks arrived at the big seaweed shed. They flew in through a gap on the roof and put their vrac gel on the bench and explored the factory. It wasn't long before they heard noises and a key in the door. They changed into cats and padded towards the door, ready to slip out unnoticed. As the door opened, the humans walked in, followed by a vicious-looking ginger cat that immediately saw the Pooks and hissed, its back arched and its tail erect and shivering. Before the Pooks had chance to do anything, the cat leapt at them and the two men grabbed them. The Pooks froze. However, the two men carefully then put them outside, and Petit Jean and Petit Joan quickly ran off, followed by the glare of the ginger cat. As the men walked towards the bench, they noticed the fairy rat gel. "What's this?" the manager Ben asked, and picked up a little bottle containing a dark green gloopy liquid. He opened it up and squirted a bit out. The two men wrinkled their noses, whilst the ginger cat meowed in horror and ran away to the back of the shed. "Phew! What a horrible smell! I wonder what's in it?" asked Ben. The other man, who was a scientist, took the gel and put a bit into a machine that would tell him the ingredients. "Oh, look," he said, "it's an alcohol gel made of seaweed." He pointed to a peak on the graph. "That's the chemical that's causing the smell, but I know how to remove it." The scientist turned to the manager. "We could make this for the people of Guernsey to protect them, but how are we going to get the alcohol?" "Oh, I know just the man," said Ben, and he picked up his phone to call his friend, the local gin distiller. Luke, is that you? I've got a really good idea about how you can use your distillery to help out." Now, children, I interrupt the story at this point to tell you that this very special rat gel is now available on the island. It has been given out by St John Ambulance to the people on the island who need it to keep safe in their jobs. Ben from the Guernsey Seaweed Company worked out how to make it without the smell, and Luke from the gin company provided the alcohol. As the Mao were flying back to their home, they saw some humans delivering shopping for the old and the sick. "You know, humans aren't that bad," smiled Petit Jean. "They can be quite kind to each other." The Mao went a little closer to see what the humans were doing. "Hey, look," said Petit Jean in a puzzled voice. "What are those tiny little balls with crowns on coming out of that human's mouth?" They watched as one of the sick humans came to the door to collect her shopping. The little crown balls were being breathed out by the sick person. The birds looked around them and realised that some of the non-sick people on the street were also breathing out the little crown balls. They flew to the hospital and looked through the window. The sick people in there were also breathing exactly the same crown balls. The Pooks looked at each other in amazement. They realised that they could see which humans had the sickness because those humans were breathing out those little crown balls. They knew how important this was and headed back to sell Sammy and Jacob. They explained to them what they could see. Sammy excitedly told her mother. "Now, dear, don't be silly," said her mother. "Nobody can see the virus germ which causes this sickness because it's far too small." The two children were horrified and wondered what to do. The adults didn't believe them. "I know," said Sammy. "We'll write you some notes to drop for the people who look perfectly well but have the sickness." The two children wrote lots of little notes and gave them to the Pooks in a small bag. The Pook Mao spent the rest of the day flying around the island, checking people who were on the street or in their garden, and they dropped a note next to anyone who had the sickness. They waited for the workers for the hospital to come out and also dropped notes there. The humans were surprised to get a note, but as they were scared of the sickness, everyone who got a note did ask to be tested. The island had its own testing lab, so it was able to cope with these new requests. The authorities were amazed that all these people with little notes had tested positive. They put out an appeal on the radio for the person who was dropping the notes. Sammy and Jacob told their parents what they had done and repeated the story about the birds. The authorities were very excited to hear this, and they knew that some animals had much more sensitive smell or hearing than humans. They wanted to know where to find the birds. Sammy and Jacob went back to their house. The two pooks were waiting for them in Sammy's bedroom. The children told them all about the news. "Why don't you poop on someone who's breathing out the sickness?" said Sammy. "Then we don't need to write notes. Can you get all your pook friends to help?" Well, Petit Jean and Petit Joan flew back to the burrow and explained to the Grand Pooks about the request from the humans. All Guernsey Pooks from every corner of the island were called out to help. At 8 p.m. each evening, the chief man in charge of the estates, Gavin, told every person to either go out into their garden or to put their head out of a window. When the flock of birds came around, anyone who was pooped on had to immediately self-isolate and go and get tested. It did not take long for all the sick humans on Guernsey to be thoroughly coated in pook poop. Everyone was very keen to avoid being pooped on, and people became much better at keeping themselves isolated. This meant people stopped passing on the virus between them, and as soon as those people who already had the virus became better and were no longer infecting others, everyone was free to go outside again with no more worries about being plastered by poop. Within a week, they were able to open all the schools again and tell the people that they could once again go out and about. Now, Guernsey Pooks are part of the Celtic fairy folk, so they contacted the following fairy folk: the Jersey Pooks, the Isle of Man Elves, the Cornish Piskies, the Irish Leprechauns, the Welsh Pooka, the Scottish Kelpies, and the English fairies. All the fairy folk got to work across the UK and its islands helping out. And that is the happy ending to our story of how the pooks helped the humans on Guernsey defeat the sickness called the Crown Virus or Coronavirus in 2020.